This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
We've had a lot of discussion around Wu flu and the vaccines and all this other nonsense, but in Colorado they had a massive fire, major fire. And here's what how it reads. The devastating Marshall Fire that ripped through neighborhoods and suburbs located between Denver and Boulder last week caused more than $513 million in damages. Boulder County officials released updated figures on the impact the blaze had on the region, reporting that nearly 1,100 homes and structures were destroyed in the fire that was sparked on December the 30th. The fire tore through more than 6,000 acres and is considered to be one of the most destructive in Colorado history in terms of damage caused, according to the Associated Press. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. The KevinJacksonNetwork.com. I'm shifting gears a little bit, but we got an eclectic coverage today of different stories. But this one I hadn't covered at all. I mean, my heart goes out to people that are in fires because having fought a couple of them in my youth, I would tell you they're very scary. I remember me and my brother running with these crooked sacks is what we used to call them. They were like corduroy sacks that had potatoes in them or grain. And we had 50-gallon drums, and we had the foreman of the ranch and a couple of other guys, the workers, in trucks. And we were making a line, and we would dip these sacks, empty sacks, into the water. And my brother and I would run them along the fire line because they're soaking wet, and they would put out the fire. And the speed at which this fire moved was mind-blowing. I remember it got to a point in one of the – there's a trap that's about 200, 300 acres. Two different 200-acre traps before you got to our house, to the houses. And I remember when it jumped the first trap, I was thinking – it hit me. If we don't stop this, it's going to burn down the house. And, I mean, there were other houses, but I was thinking, you know, selfishly of our house. It's no fun. But, man, we were little Speedy Gonzalez's running out there putting those fires out. And they would toss us another sack, and we'd run. And these old cowboys, they were in boots, too. They couldn't run. But me and my brother, man, I don't want to say we single-handedly did it. But in terms of, like, on the ground, we did. The trucks would drive along and toss us sacks, and we would. So it's a scary feeling. And I don't know if you've ever seen these Weather Channel shows where they show fire and these people trying to get off mountains and driving through fire. That is one of the most scary things I've ever seen. I mean, look, I know mudslides and floods and tornadoes and tsunamis. They're all bad. Avalanches, all of them. But fire elicits something in me that it's scarier. I can't describe it. And I'm scared of them all. So it isn't. I'm not down. Excuse me. I'm not downplaying tornadoes and all the others. But fire is just more scary because it sucks up all the oxygen. And oh, just a heck of a way to go. But anyway, so this is going on. And Joe Biden, who, by the way, hasn't really solved the border crisis, hasn't solved the trade crisis, hasn't solved the Iran missile crisis, isn't solving global climate change, isn't solving the Wu flu crisis, but he chimes in on this particular thing. And here's what Biden had to say that I swear, if you voted for Democrats and you vote for Democrats or you voted for Biden, you're just an idiot. Here's what this clown had to say when he was asked about these fires. This was his press conference about the fires.
Yeah, we're going to have windmills you're going to see that have 100-yard wingspans each propeller on that windmill, 100 yards long. So there's so much that is going to be able to be done. And, you know, when I visit the National Renewable Lab, Energy Lab, about 20 miles, I said, from here, it's also going to create a significant number of jobs. The reason I'm telling you this is that's no solace that you lost your home now, but it's that we're going to be able to do a lot of renewable things that allow you to not only rebuild, but afford to rebuild and rebuild better, to build back better than it was before. And it includes billions of dollars for wildfire preparedness, resilience, and response to protect homes and public resources.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. And I know your house burned down, but we're going to be building windmills. Welcome back. Oh, my gosh. And these windmills are going to have these big propellers. These propellers are like a 100-yard wingspan. And so much is going to be able to be done. What are you going to do with your wing of the windmill? This guy is speaking to people, folks, who lost their homes. They're devastated. Look, I don't know what you got in your house. And here's the sucky thing about fire. It's coming. You get a little bit of notice, but you're hanging in there. You're hanging in there. You got your bug out bag. And there comes a point where they go, you got to go. And you're going, what do you take? There's a movie called Up in the Air. George Clooney, he fires people for a living. And he talks about it metaphorically. And he says, if you had to take a bag that had your belongings in it that were important to you, what would you take? It's a tough question. What would you take out of your house? Would you take your computers, your hard drives, your thumb drives? Would you take your mementos, your family pictures? What? Or is that all on there? Would you take your gold bars, your jewelry? What would you take? I don't have an answer. I mean, if you got a bunch of gold, I would venture to say you probably want to get it. Some securities, important papers. I don't know. But if a fire's coming and it's going to destroy everything, what's, you know, the sort of the judge of this question is, whatever you take is what's closest to your heart. So I said, I take the gold because it's closest to my pocketbook. I would take it, but I would also take the stuff that's important. Maybe that stuff's up in the cloud, your pictures and mementos. I don't know. I wouldn't take my trophies or things that hang on my walls. I would just go, hey, it is what it is. I have memories. It's a good question. But anyway, Joe Biden, what an idiot. No solace that you've lost your home now, but we're going to do renewable things to allow you to build back better? That's what you say to people who are going through a tragedy? What a moron.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you have recurring prescription costs that are hundreds of dollars a month, I'm about to do you a huge favor. We have an A-plus rated Better Business Bureau partner who is a personal friend of mine. He got my father-in-law hundreds of dollars of reductions in his ongoing medical costs for prescription drugs. That number has gone from $210 a month to over $700 a month, and my father-in-law only pays a $60 fee for those meds. Never pay full price for your prescription meds again, folks. You deserve to save this money, and this service really works. Visit thekevinjacksonnetwork.com/kevperks. Next, submit the free form, and Jeff's team will call you and get you help. You can also call for more information, 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013. So start saving that money right away. Put it back in your bank account and tell a few friends. They'll be happy you did.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. That's 800-908-8216.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Man, this is an interesting story. You gotta hang around for this one. I'm telling you. This is something that statistically I hadn't even thought about, but I'm so glad to run across stories like this because they make you think. And they validate some of the things that I've already been talking about to you, but it's a new spin on all of it, which is what makes it fun for me. I love these segments. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. So, needless to say, we had a few people die from this relatively new disease called Wu Flu. And then we had a bunch of people who they put on fake death certificates that they died from Wu Flu that have this thing called comorbidities. But I read this report, and here's what it says. As the scamdemic, now they call it a pandemic, enters its second year running, the number of deaths the virus has caused is likely much greater than official numbers indicate, setting a historic record. Wait, just hear me out. The CDC explains that excess deaths are associated with Wu flu directly or indirectly, typically defined as the difference between the observed numbers of deaths in a specific period and the expected number of deaths in the same period. Currently, since February 1 of 2020, CDC estimates, there have been 942,431 excess deaths in the United States. Staggering amount, according to J. Scott Davison, CEO of insurance of the insurance company One America. He explained during a healthcare conference organized by the Indiana Chamber of Commerce. Davison said that this company is seeing the highest death rates now that he's ever seen before since he started in the insurance business. Now, he says they normally insure people across an age range of 18 to 64 years old. But he says even more alarming is where those death rates are hitting. But Davidson is saying it's primarily among working age people between the ages of 18 and 64 who are covered by One America group life policies. He says it's similar to what the rest of the group life insurance is seeing and is consistent with CDC data. Now, here's the thing that I want to talk to you about. So there's almost a million more deaths from February of 2020, which is when we really got into the Wu flu swing of things, till whatever period they measured. A million more. So that's a pretty big anomaly. But what it probably isn't taking into account, and where I'd really like to see this data go, is, was it based on, because let's go back. I don't know when this guy made this report, but what we now know is the CDC has completely stacked the deck on these deaths with comorbidities and so on. Now, if you're smart, and I know you are, you're saying, well, Kevin, that doesn't impact the 1,942,000 people. More people died. Okay. More people died. But they didn't die from COVID. Because we already know that 3/4 of the people who died had comorbidities, which cannot be, COVID was not the main form of death. The Wu flu only killed 25%. This is CDC's director that said this. I talked about this the other day. So where are these other deaths coming from? If you're ahead of me, you're already saying, Kevin, could it possibly be linked to vaccines? I think it is. Now, he goes on, he says this. Death rates are up 40% over what they were pre-pandemic. And he says, to illustrate just how severe the current death rate is, he says, one in 200-year catastrophe would likely only cause a 10% increase over pre-pandemic deaths. Now, I don't know whether this guy is bucking for a Nobel Peace Prize or a Pulitzer or an Emmy or whatever, you know, because he's trying to sell us on the idea that, no, it's the Wu flu that's killing everybody. But here's what he goes on to say. Even if COVID-19 is not listed on a person's death certificate, it doesn't mean that the virus didn't play a role. Now, this is all being debunked. But he goes on, he says, for example, a person can contract Wu flu and recover, but the virus could have triggered a separate illness that eventually leads to death. So he's trying to say, even though it wasn't directly related, it was indirectly. Well, I mean, isn't that true from anything? I mean, there are people that get dreaded diseases that they didn't have any sign of cancer. What triggered it? Something triggered it. Was it Wu flu or was it a bad piece of meat? We don't know. So it could be or it couldn't be. But I think if they look at this data closely, and I don't think they're going to, because it will vet out what I'm telling you. If they look at this data closely, they're going to find out that it was the Wu flu vaccines. Now, we talked about these athletes dropping like flies, getting myocarditis, enlargement of the heart. My Uncle Larry, my wife's uncle, had myocarditis. I don't know when he developed it. He lived 10 years longer than he should have with it. He used to always say, I'm living on borrowed time, so he would eat his candies. He was a diabetic. He was like, I ain't, dude, if the myocarditis hasn't killed me yet, I'm never getting back into shape. He was a wrestling coach, big dude, amazing swimmer. He was like, forget it. I'm going to just do what I want to do. So he had it. I didn't realize what it was. I thought if you had a bigger heart, well, it made you more sympathetic and probably made you a better athlete. No, it doesn't. So we got all these guys dropping like flies. I made a prediction the other day. Comedian Bob Saget, friend of a friend, Bob died. I'm going to make you a bet it was from a heart attack from his booster shot. And now we got another clown out there, the president of One America, going, well, listen, I understand that, you know, what the CDC is now saying, that these comorbidities are stand alone in how they people die, that we can't be counting people that got run over or fell out of an airplane, you know, jumped out and the parachute didn't open. We can't count it just because they had Wu flu when they came into the hospital. But they still want to try to scare you with these insurance rates and the numbers. But what they should be telling you is the truth. And the truth is, I believe these people are dying from this vaccine. There's a project going on in Arizona right now where they're taking this VAERS data, which tells you the number of people who've died. So here's a number that's going to blow your mind. 1,041,000 people is this what I saw on the sign as the people that they say have died from the vaccines. That's a pretty close correlation to that number I just gave you. You do the research yourself. I'm not telling you one way or the other. I'm telling you what I think, but you figure out what you think.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden's administration is facing a slew of setbacks this week, including the Supreme Court striking down the administration's COVID-19 vaccine requirement on large private businesses, and key senators indicating they do not support changes to the Senate rules regarding the filibuster. The president doing his best to end the week on a positive note by talking about the bipartisan infrastructure law that was signed last year.
This is all about fixing the problem. I ran for president to unite the country. This bipartisan infrastructure law I signed a few months ago unites us around things we all depend on. Whether you're in rural Kentucky or downtown Philadelphia, you should be able to turn on a faucet and drink clean water.
The president and first lady heading to Delaware for the weekend. USA Radio News. Tensions remain high between Ukraine and Russia.
After NATO and Russian talks broke down Thursday with zero results, Ukraine was hit by a massive cyber attack, warning its citizens to be afraid and expect the worst. And Russia, which has massed more than 100,000 troops on its neighbor's frontier, released TV pictures on Friday of more forces being deployed to the area. Deputy Secretary of State Wendy Sherman.
We have made it clear, and we told the Russians directly again today, that if Russia further invades Ukraine, there will be significant costs and consequences.
From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Rising inflation and the surge in the Omicron variant are taking their toll on consumer confidence. The University of Michigan's Index of Consumer Sentiment dipping 2.5% in early January to its second lowest level in a decade. More news can be found online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I just don't understand the teachers' unions and how they get away with what they get away with. They're paid. They get pretty decent benefits. And I know, look, I'm all the complaints, we don't make enough money, blah, 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 blah. Whatever. You choose that type of a thing. It should be a labor of love. You make what you make. And I understand you want to make a certain amount of money. I get it all. But I'm not believing the hype about we don't make enough, we don't do this, that, and the other. Teachers have a real opportunity. There are teachers that it's like an engineer. Engineers can say they don't make enough money, but you become a super engineer and there's lots of money to be made. Welcome everybody, Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. I'm sick of people that are supposed to be part of the solution, that are supposed to be framing young minds, and the only thing they care about are their personal interests. I never had a karate class where I went, oh, this better improve me. Well, I ain't making enough money. They ain't paying me enough for this. You went and you were so when you got a little kid that showed eagerness and showed aptitude and passion for the sport, that was all it took, man. There were kids I couldn't wait to go teach. There were adults. I substituted for a buddy of mine's class one time. He was doing, he had this private session that he did. And it was cool. I liked the way he did it. And he says, hey, man, I got to be out of town. Can you handle this session for me? I was like, yeah, no problem. So he had like 20 people that were in this private session. Very well-heeled, you know, executives. It was an executive karate class where guys didn't want their peers knowing that they could protect themselves. And we had a blast. I would have substituted for that class anytime he wanted for free. He paid me, but I would have done it for free. I was meeting these guys, and they were telling me their concerns and corporate security and what if the security team fails. I want to be prepared, that kind of stuff. Man, love it. So it was a labor of love. And there are many. Look, I'm not telling you don't make a living doing what you're doing, but here's what I'll tell you. If you're a great teacher, you know what people are going to do? They're going to go, well, Mrs. Johnson, you should get tutoring from her. She's amazing. Or you'll write a book about how great of a teacher you are. People will recognize it. Nowadays, the sky's the limit. You could go out and give a clinics on teaching the proper way and whatever. What can you not find on YouTube besides conservative stuff? What can you not find? You want to fix anything, Google it. Search for it on YouTube. It'll be there. So the idea that these teachers are, you know, striking, because they don't want to. They're using Wu Flu to negotiate with children, where they've disrupted millions of lives. I don't know if you have any kids. Let me tell you, this COVID year, 2020 and 2021, absolutely horrendous years for school. My little A student youngster was making F's because he wasn't turning in work and things like that, because he didn't know how. He's like, man, this is too cumbersome. A kid that enjoyed school started to hate it. And to this day, we're having to still get over that. Now they're back. It's kind of regular, but it's a hassle. And they did these kids such a disservice. And we played a clip the other day of a father who said these kids are going to be the biggest pill popping junkies on known to man. They've built so much anxiety. So now in Chicago, here's what the story reads. Chicago parents and students are anxiously awaiting whether school will finally resume or be canceled as City Hall and Mayor Lightfoot continue to negotiate with the Chicago Teachers Union, which is demanding the city spend more money it doesn't have on COVID testing and PPE, as more stringent restrictions on students' behavior and social distancing to keep teachers safe from Omicron. Safe from colds. Safe from flus. CPS, Chicago Public Schools, said in its latest communique it would try and update parents as soon as possible to the state of negotiations. These are people getting paid taxpayer money and striking, not doing their jobs. All right, look, if you have a legitimate reason and you want to strike, I got no problem with that. The days when the unions formed back in the, you know, turn of the century, the 20th century, and people were working in coal mines for 20 hours or whatever, I get it. But today, very few reasons to complain. You get fall and winter, fall break, spring break. You get all summer, and you come back, and you've got, I think, pretty good benefits. I don't know how much money you make. It's more than a cop. And cops don't get 3 months off in the summer or 2.5 months off in the summer and a fall and a winter, spring break or whatever. No. It's crazy, folks, how we let these people get away with this. This is what they said. CPS is committed to working towards an agreement with the Chicago Teachers Union throughout the weekend. We're dedicated to working day and night so we can get our students back to school, hopefully on Monday. We know families need to plan ahead, and we will be sending additional communications, blah, blah, blah. Look, they shouldn't have taken any days off. I don't know whether they went back to school or not. It wasn't that important to me. The part of it that gets me is the teachers don't want to educate. Oh, Kevin, there are many of the teachers in the union that just want to. Well, then where are they? Why aren't they telling their union, look, you can negotiate, but we can be in school? This is for the kids. Don't leftists say that all the time. This is for the kids. They said, even in school districts that are still technically functioning, the system appears to be on the verge of collapse as an unprecedented number of students and teachers have either tested positive asymptomatically and been barred from school or actually been sick. The city said of 300,000 of New York City's approximately 1 million students, nearly one-third missed school last week. Now look, we're in winter, colds and flus. Second day of school, my son stayed home. Why? He was sick. Didn't send him to school. I wouldn't have tested him, but his mom went and got him a thing to test for COVID. He didn't have it. He didn't have Wu Flu. He had a little bug. He was at school the next day. Why? Because his body already fought it. He was already back at school. Anyway, one guy, this article goes on, one Bronx high school student perfectly telling Bloomberg, we don't really learn anymore. said Alan Sun, a sophomore at the Bronx High School of Science and one of the city's specialized high school. He says, there are COVID cases left and right. It's just a mess. The author of this article said, it's important to keep in mind this isn't just a big city problem. Across the country, tens of thousands of students have been left without in-person instruction, often many who are completely asymptomatic. Now, we've already gone over this. Asymptomatic is a euphemism for you never had the disease, the virus. So let me ask you this. Don't you think it's rather convenient how Wu Flu is being used for everything under the sun? They blame it for the economy. They blame it for crime. They blame it for the lack of educating kids. They blame it for everything. Wu Flu is a catch-all. I call it it's the climate change of healthcare. But it's actually bigger than climate change. We've put more money now into Wu Flu in a short amount of time. It makes climate change look like a joke, like a chili pimp. They go on. They say the standoff comes at an interesting time as millions of Americans have been sickened, but deaths have been happily low. I want you to imagine you're a parent and the teacher doesn't want to go to work because of the cold, the common cold. I could catch a cold. Most of the teachers I knew growing up, I can't speak to this, how often they miss a class or whatever, but it was rare. My son talks about substitute teachers more than I've ever heard of. I'm going to say this, and I think this is true. I don't believe in my entire school existence I had 20 substitute teachers. I truly don't believe it. It was rare. The teacher showed up, wanted to teach, wanted to interact with the students, became extensions of their own families. Have you had this experience? I mean, this is the way it was for me. Teachers would pull me aside. Kevin, come on now. You know, blah, blah, blah. And correct me or say, you know what? You're really doing well. I really, you know, you're doing, you know, whatever. They weren't my parents, but they acted like they had a vested interest in what I had going on. I don't even know if that's the case these days. I don't feel that way. Maybe you have a different experience. Let me know. KevinJacksonNetwork.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Let it slip, it comes to check. We talk to the doctor now and share.
Nearly 1 in 2 U.S. adults have high blood pressure. That's why it's important to self-monitor your blood pressure in 4 easy-to-remember steps. It starts with a monitor. Be next to talk to your doctor about your blood pressure numbers. Get down with your blood pressure. Self-monitoring is power. Visit ManagerBP.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, the American Heart Association, and the American Medical Association, in partnership with the Office of Minority Health and Health Resources and Services Administration.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. Washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jackson Radio Show on Kevino Jacksones.
You want some crazy talk, people? Kevin Jackson's here listening to. No, not from me. Crazy talk is the White House wants to ask Congress for a substantial sum of your tax dollars and what they're calling an emergency supplemental spending bill to deal with the Omicron variant, the fraud, the common cold variant of Omicron. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Steny Hoyer was asked if he expects lawmakers to appropriate more in aid in addition to regular federal appropriations to deal with Omicron. These guys will milk every single piece of this scam that they possibly can. Here's what they went on to say. It has an immediacy and an urgency that should compel us to move quickly. The administration is talking about a supplemental appropriation, which I think would be an emergency legislation, because we have an emergency of this extraordinarily transmissibility of this Omicron variant. It's showing us where we have geometric increases in people becoming sick. That's the bad news. Geometric increases in people getting a mild flu virus at best, a cold. You know, the mildest, it's just a cold. It's a mild flu at best. It's not killing anybody. But we got to fund it, man. So they're going to make a request. And if, I mean, I don't know what the Republicans are going to do, because they're weak-kneed jelly, you know, jellyfish, spineless to their rotten, evil cores along with the Democrats. I'm talking about the rhinos. I'm not talking about the Rand Pauls who are holding these frauds accountable. So they're going to request more of your money for nothing. I'm going to move on because we got a lot to cover this segment because we're out of time. But here's what I want to tell you. Well, not for this segment, but I mean, the show is almost over, so sadly, I don't have a lot of time. I know you want to stay around. I don't blame you. So the New York, this announcement came. A total of 26,232 stimulus checks were received by, you ready, inmates in New York State prisons through September, according to the Department of Corrections and Community Supervision. These inmates got your tax dollars because they applied for stimulus checks. They got variant money, Wu Flu money, in the form of stimulus checks when they're incarcerated. And the people who gave them those checks want you to trust them with your money. This is what we're dealing with. When you think about the left, I'm just giving you, we're drinking from the fire hose. This is a quick segment. Unbelievable, people, what we deal with. Here's one I really like. A school district is seeking help from the National Guard as its school bus service has been crippled by COVID-19. This was in ABC News. It was one of the top stories. Now, why am I sharing this? I'm sharing this because along with us giving, spending money and the government requesting more of your money for Omicron so they can pay people not to work and treat this thing like it's a big deal, along with this government who decided that it was going to have these mandates, which, by the way, the Supreme Court overturned except for healthcare workers, which I think that will be overturned too because it was too specific in its authority. But at least the court did what it was supposed to do. And I'm grateful for that because I told you guys I was scared. I wasn't sure what the court was going to do. I thought they might very well say, you know what? The New World Order, eugenicist movement, we got to support it. But anyway, going back to this bus driver shortage, it's a shortage created by Biden. Everything that has happened with respect to Wu Flu, the economy, his poll numbers, all the things that are occurring are because the Democrats are idiots. They're bringing it on themselves. And here's what's interesting. Conservatives, the Supreme Court, who ruled and said, nope, these mandates are over, will probably solve the supply chain crisis. It'll solve the people not wanting to work crisis. It'll solve all the problems that Biden heaped on himself because people will go, whew, finally, I can go back to work. The highest court in the land has ruled on this. You can't do it. By the way, did you see the dissents? Sotomayor and Kagan and Breyer. calling it a travesty that this health crisis we're in, this emergency authorization because of this, you know, situation is the reason why, you know, they essentially said it's a travesty that we're killing people, we're putting people in harm's way. Now, this is the same, at least one of them, is the same person who said 100,000 kids were in danger because of Omicron. Orders of magnitude wrong in what she said, and she's still ruling as if she's right. I'm just giving you a little taste of the news, folks, so you can put it all into the context, the fabric of how you view things, and you can come to your own conclusions. But I say to the school district that wants the National Guard to be its bus service, heck no. How about the National Guard be our border protection service, and they get to do what the Border Patrol does and send people back? See, you probably wouldn't have a school bus problem if you weren't overrun with illegals that we're having to teach. You probably wouldn't have nearly the education problem if teachers could limit the classrooms to smaller sizes. Why? Because you're not teaching illegals? I could go on. We probably wouldn't have, quote, hospital overcrowding if, I don't know, a third of the people in there were legal. Or weren't illegal, I should say. So, every problem that these people have exacerbated, the Supreme Court, and I'm not going to say they fixed everything, but I'm saying with respect to the mandates, they fixed it. If they were to really address illegal immigration in this country, we would, the hospital, I don't know what the number is, but I will tell you, it's significant. When I was down visiting my alma mater, I got in with an Uber driver, and he said to me, he says, Kevin, we don't have a lot of COVID cases in the valley from Americans. We have all the illegals coming over, filling our hospitals and getting medical care around Wu Flu. I was like, you're kidding. He goes, no, that's what's happening in the valley. And that's the closest there is. I'm talking about the border between Texas and Mexico. You don't get any closer. He said that. So give me your problem. I'll give you a Democrat who is adding, compounding the problem. And I said to a candidate that I'm doing some work for, I said, when have you ever known a time in history where Democrats legitimately wanted to solve a problem? Let's use racism. What have the Democrats done to legitimately solve racism except to compound the problem? CRT, critical race theory. Do you think that's going to solve racism when you're demoralizing other people and saying, look, you just know black people need more and you got to give them more and all this and black people are better and white people, you're all bad. No, how's that going to improve things? You think white people are going to, oh, my gosh, I'm so glad you're pointing out how bad we are. Thank you. You think black people are going to go, you know, I mean, we were just testing you guys. You took it on the chin. We were just trying to see if you would go for critical race theory. No, it's a money grab for them. So these leftist blacks love it. They will milk white folks as long as you let them. Oh, I know. There's some black people who will be mad at me. Kevin, don't tip them off to the game. That is the game. How about you just do a good job and earn it? How about you just become the best citizens in the country to where people say, man, I tell you what, when you bring a black person into your company, they do nothing but contribute. They shut their mouths. They do their job. They're always looking for how to do more. You will want to promote them. There's no such thing as affirmative action. Their attitude and work ethic will command that you look at them and want to do stuff. But nope. Not what the Democrats do. They say, oh, you better hire a bunch of black people. I don't care. Well, look, man, they're showing up late. They come slovenly. They tell me I'm racist when I want them to be here on time. And they have bad attitudes.
That doesn't matter. You better do it.
Anyway, lots happening now, folks. And here's the good news. You're about to go into a weekend knowing that you're winning. Knowing that over the weekend, there is nothing the Democrats can do to win, to gain any ground on you. And you're going to go into November and you're going to remember everything I told you today.
This is the Kevin. Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.